After a long wait, the family reunion is going to be extra special this summer. So check out Vrbo and find an extra special vacation rental with something for everyone you love. Download the Vrbo app. The time for getting back together is now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Adam Miller. Adam is the Phoenix Mercury beat writer for Windsider. We discuss Breonna Turner, Skylar Diggins-Smith, Brittany Griner, Diana Taurasi, the WNBA's popularity in Phoenix, and so much more. Adam is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
What? Just 15 seconds to talk about Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea? That smooth taste of real brewed tea with just the right kick of alcohol? What? We started already. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Look for it in the bright yellow cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Are y'all ready to see your Fixer Upper?
Fixer Upper has a new home on Discovery Plus.
Boo!
Start your free trial and get every episode ever.
Raise your hand if you want to break some stuff.
All your favorite designs.
Welcome home.
That's so special.
Plus all new episodes.
It's getting to do what I love best, turning it into something that becomes their dream home.
The streaming home of Fixer Upper. Plus even more from Magnolia Network, Discovery Plus. Stream now for just
$4.99. Wow.
This is beautiful.
When you work on something as critical as protecting the nation, it's important to be your best self. The National Security Agency offers an unparalleled mission, plus plenty of time off to keep work and life in balance. Apply now at intelligencecareers.gov/NSA.
I'd like to taste a real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
L'espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes. Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza. More than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
I'd like to taste a real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
L'espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes, Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza. More than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
Working the ball around. Wide open is Laney. And off the front of the rim, no good. Tip in by Howard is short. Now it's Skylar Diggins-Smith. She doesn't have numbers, but she attacks Allen, puts it through. Liberty won the first game between the two teams in June back in Phoenix. Diggins-Smith, oh my goodness. Look at that, much more confident in battling inside. But Naja Laney getting blocked. It's Phoenix third in the WNBA in points allowed this season. Diggins-Smith once again knocking down the lay-in. Rosie Handlin. Former Liberty guard Nurse inside the grinder. Oh, nice pass right there. Ionescu, but Liberty caught sleeping in a tough from Brittany Griner. We saw more history in this game. 15th career dunk for Brittany Griner, throwing down the one-hander. Big lead for Phoenix after one on.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the Yes Network, and that was the Phoenix Mercury's Skylar Diggins-Smith and Brittany Griner combining for 53 points in the Mercury win over the New York Liberty on August the 25th. And we have someone on the program that covers the Phoenix Mercury for a cool sports website called Windsider. We want to welcome him to the program, Adam Miller. Hey, Adam, welcome to the program.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you too, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right into it about the Phoenix Mercury. So currently we're in the second half of the WNBA season. I'll tell you what, the Mercury have been one of the hottest teams in the league. I want to start off with Breonna Turner. That Phoenix front court, we talk about Brittany Griner, which we'll get in. We'll talk more about her in one moment. But Breonna Turner provides a lot of the rebounding and a lot of the defense and doing the dirty work in the front court for the Mercury. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Brianna and how well she's played this season.
Yeah, I mean, she's provided a lot of front court depth. I mean, obviously, you hope that Griner's gonna be okay if she twisted her ankle there, but she, you know, she's provided a lot of rebounding and has been a really good asset for the Mercury up front.
Yeah, she has been a valuable asset for the Mercury up front. You know, we looked at the back in the first half of the WNBA season where we had the WNBA All-Star Game, which was an interesting format this year because it was Team USA going up against Team WNBA. And Brianna Turner, if I'm not mistaken, was not on that team, was not picked to be on that team for did not play in the WNBA All-Star Game. Well, what were your thoughts when you found out that she did not make the team?
I mean, there's a lot of good players that could have been on the team. I think, obviously, to me, the biggest snub on either side was Nneka Abumake. So, you know, if we're gonna talk about who should have made the team, I think that's probably the first place I would have started for either. Well, I guess for Team WNBA, but I think they were trying to get some of the younger players to go up against Team USA, and they were also looking more at the matchups, I think, than who would fill out a roster. But I mean, Brianna Turner to me is mostly like a solid role player and a rebounder. I don't know if I would have put her on that team.
Yeah, you did mention Nneka Ogwumike. Yeah, it was bad that she was snubbed from the All-Star team, but I thought, you know, Brianna would have been considered for it, considering her, like you said, her being a rebounder and somebody playing solid defense and doing the dirty work. But Brianna has contributed to the Mercury's success for much of the year, especially during the second half of the year where they've been currently on a winning streak right now. And, of course, we got to talk about Brittany Griner. I mean, what a season she's had thus far for the Mercury. Of course, selected to another WNBA All-Star game. She's currently has 7 All-Star selections. And on top of that, winning an Olympic gold medal. And, I mean, she's had a storied career so far in Phoenix. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Brittany and what she's done this season for the Mercury.
I mean, Brittany's proving that she's one of the most dominant players in the league. I really don't think anyone can guard her one-on-one. And, you know, even on a double team, she's proven that she's gotten her, she can get her baskets. You know, I've in the games I watched before, well, when Diana Taurasi was injured, teams were double teaming her and really trying to force the ball out of the post. And, you know, she was still getting 20, 25 points a game pretty easily. So it just goes to show you what an asset she is. She is for the Mercury. I mean, if Phoenix continues to win here, she's maybe in the MVP conversation. Don't want to say she's there just yet, but I certainly think that she's been a big part of the Mercury's success.
I want to stay. You mentioned about being an important part of the MVP race, and I want to talk about that for a moment. Tina Charles is hurt for the moment, but Tina Charles is currently one of the front runners for the league MVP alongside Jonquel Jones. Those have really been 1 and 2 in terms of the MVP race for much of the year. Where does Brittany fit in the picture for when possibly winning the league MVP? And also you could put Brianna Stewart and Jewel Lloyd in the mix as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think Griner is kind of a dark horse. I think, you know, obviously if the Mercury can get a top 4 spot, then certainly you consider Griner. But like you said, there's a lot of names out there. I mean, it's competitive. You've got Jonquel Jones, you've got Asia Wilson, Jewel Lloyd, Brianna Stewart, even Stelia Fowles, you could make an argument for. So it's definitely going to be a competitive race for MVP. I don't think she's there just yet, but let's see if the Mercury can continue pulling out victories, and then you can certainly entertain the conversation.
All right, and then while Brittany has had a, a very stellar career so far, and then I guess the achievements continue to pile up, as I mentioned, you know, being a WNBA champion and, of course, an all-star and Olympic gold medalist, and someone that has done it and continues to do it, and that's the White Mamba, Diana Taurasi. I mean, Diana has, what Sue Bird is to the Seattle Storm is what Diana Taurasi is to the Phoenix Mercury. She gives you a fair amount of points, but she really does it in terms of the assists and just her leadership. We know that, Adam, we know that Diana is important not just to the Mercury, but just to the game of women's basketball. What are the things, in your opinion, that Diana Taurasi brings to she brings to the table for being the leader of the Phoenix Mercury?
I mean, if you just look at the impact she's had over the past few games, you know, she's had some on and off nights shooting wise, but even just her presence on the floor, she makes everybody better. So if you look at a player like Skylar Diggins-Smith, you know, Diggins-Smith has always been a primary scorer, and I think she's definitely one of the team's leading scorers. But the difference is that now that she's back, she's getting more open looks. She's shooting something like 64% from 3-point range, something around those lines for the as a field goal percentage, and that's way above her career averages. So just having someone like Taurasi on the floor means that the defenses now have to spread out a little bit, and they can't necessarily clump around Diggins-Smith or Griner. They need to look at Taurasi, because she's going to get her points if you don't guard her.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, Diana, you know, she can turn it up on the offensive side. Like you said, if you give her the opportunity and they don't double up on Skylar, we'll talk about Skylar in just a little bit. But I want to stay with Diana for a moment. Again, similar to Sue Bird, she's had a decorated career and continues to have a decorated career. I want to ask you, she said that she's going to take it kind of like a Tom Brady situation. She's going to go year to year in terms of how she plays with the Seattle Storm. Do you think Diana is going to take that same approach, Adam? Is she going to go year to year with the Mercury, or will she sign maybe a multi-year contract sometime in the near future?
So this offseason, Taurasi actually signed a 2-year contract with the Mercury. I think Taurasi and Bird are kind of in two different situations. So, you know, first of all, Bird is in a situation where she can definitely take a lesser role, and she's also she hasn't been injured as much. Taurasi, on the other hand, as you know, has been battling injuries all year, and even during the Olympics, there was a question over whether or not she'd be ready for the second half. She's on a 2-year contract right now, but I can't see her lasting beyond that. I just think that the amount of time she's been missing and how much it throws off her game, you know, I think she can make it. I think she'll play this. I think she'll finish out the season. I think she'll play next season, although I think there's a possibility that she retires after this year, but certainly after next year. I think I just don't see any way for Taurasi's body to really handle like a Tom Brady situation. I mean, she's really been battered up over the last few years, and you know, I'm just not sure how much time she has left in her.
I want to stay just with Diana for a moment, and speaking, you said having time left. The Olympics have just passed. Sue Bird made it clear that Tokyo was her last Olympics. Diana, on the other hand, said that she was going to be ready. She wanted to play in another Olympics. She said she was committed to representing the United States in Paris in 2024. Adam, how realistic do you think that will be, that Diana will be on the Olympic team for Paris in 2024?
Oh, I think Taurasi was joking. I don't think she's actually serious about that.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, with Diana, you never know. I mean, they asked her, one of the announcers, the reporter, Sue said she was just done, but Diana was like, oh, I'm confident. I'm be in Paris in 2024.
She said see you in Paris, but yeah, she said see you in Paris, but I'm pretty sure she was joking. I don't think anyone's taken that comment seriously.
Okay, fair enough. So we, Diana's definitely been on a roll as of late with the Phoenix Mercury, and we go from someone that has had Olympic experience to someone that had her first Olympic experience. It's hard to believe a Skylar Diggins-Smith. Skylar has been on a roll as of late. Skylar has really picked it up a notch in terms of the points, as you mentioned earlier, Adam, when Skylar is known to be the main scorer in that backcourt, but whenever they double up on her, they give it over to Diana. But Skylar has had a fine year this year. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Skylar and her play this season.
Yeah, I mean, Skylar's been a breakout star. I mean, you could say she's having a career year. I think she's really been a leader for the Mercury. She's provided the fire when at times it's lacking. I think she was obviously I think the first half of the season was, I think, a little frustrating because she wants to win a championship badly and she really wants to compete. And the problem was that in the first half of the year, her teammates just weren't hitting open shots. So she had to take on a lot of scoring load, but in the second half, she's had that scoring load off her. So now, when she is getting looks, I mean, they're certainly much less contested, and now she's just kind of able to score at will. And there's like really no one's been able to stop her since Taurasi's returned.
Yeah, it is interesting. No one has really stopped her. I mean, she's definitely been on a roll right now. I mean, this has been a great year for her. Again, she makes another all-star team, but this was her first Olympic team that she made. I mean, I know that the competition is so ferocious. I mean, with you, USA women's basketball probably being the best model of consistency in terms of team sports, not just from an Olympic standpoint, but just from team sports in general. What were your thoughts when you found out that she made her first Olympic team?
It was obviously well-deserved. I mean, I think there's no question she's one of the top guards in the league. I think she's got another Olympics in her. And, you know, I would expect when we get to Paris, that she'll be one of the leaders of the team. And given that, I think the Paris team is going to be one that has a lot of turnover, it's important for somebody like Skylar to really, you know, have that leadership role, have that experience, and hopefully be able to lead the U.S. to another gold medal in the next Olympics.
How long do you see her playing, I guess, whenever Diana decides to hang it up? How long do you see her, Skylar, playing in the WNBA?
Oh, I mean, I think she's got a long future ahead of her. She's, what now, 30? She just turned 31, so, you know, I could see her playing till 35, 36. I mean, if she can stay healthy, maybe even later than that. So, you know, she's got some time.
Awesome. And, you know, the WNBA and Phoenix, they've had a great relationship since the beginning. Of course, the Mercury is one of the original franchises in the WNBA when the league started playing in 1997. What's the WNBA popularity like in Phoenix? I know Phoenix has always been an NBA town with the Suns and how well they've done, but what's the WNBA popularity like in Phoenix?
Oh, so I don't actually live in Phoenix. I live in LA, so I probably couldn't tell you too much about the fan base, but what I do know is that they certainly, I mean, they have one of the most popular teams in the WNBA. Like, the arena is full on a night-to-night basis, and just from observing what I know on Twitter, I mean, their fan base is always advocating for the Mercury. You know, they want to be included in the conversation. I think there was one time where an NBA reporter was talking about how Phoenix has gone so many years without a championship, and all the Mercury fans called him out and said, "Hey, what about the Mercury?" So it just goes to show you that it's a passionate fan base and one that is certainly one of the most loyal in the league.
Yeah, I've always admired about that. Well, because I remember when the WNBA first arrived, when the WNBA first started playing games, and just the intensity of just the Phoenix Mercury and seeing those fans, it just is one of a kind, is truly phenomenal. And again, Adam, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And again, just tell everybody what you do as a Phoenix Mercury beat writer for Windsider.
Yeah, so like you said, I cover the Phoenix Mercury for Windsider. You can find it at windsider.com. And, you know, there's a lot of good content there. We cover every team, cover the league. So check us out.
Awesome. And then, Adam, before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, also where they can find the Windsider page on social media, any websites you may have or anything that you want to let the audience know, let them know that as well.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at AJMIL0. Windsider is on Twitter, just Windsider, WINSDR. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Adam Miller. He is the Phoenix Mercury beat writer for Windsider. Check him out on Twitter at AJMIL, the number 0. And he's got some great stuff. Adam, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
All right, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Be back with more right after this.
Working the ball around. Wide open is Laney, and off the front of the rim, no good. Tipping by Howard is short. Now it's Skylar Diggins-Smith. She doesn't have numbers, but she attacks Allen, puts it through. Liberty won the first game between the two teams in June back in Phoenix. Diggins-Smith, oh my goodness. Look at that, much more confident in battling inside. But Naja Laney getting blocked. It's Phoenix third in the WNBA in points allowed this season. Diggins-Smith once again hocking down the lay-in. Rozzy handling. Former Liberty guard Nurse. Inside the grinder. Oh, nice pass. Answer right there.
I'd like to taste the real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
Espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes, Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza, more than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
I'd like to taste the real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
Espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes. Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza. More than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
I'm a business-owning, meal-prepping 24/7 supermom. But who isn't nowadays? And for me, first day of school success begins at Office Depot Office Max, where everything my kids need to start the year strong is in one place, like a laptop for my high schooler, backpacks and notebooks for the little ones, and hand sanitizer for all of the above. I can even order things for my business. It's all available in-store and online at OfficeDepot.com and at low prices all season long. Office Depot Office Max. Their business is to keep school going.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans tees for my daughter, and 25% off Nike gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part? I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Flex style. Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Do you have the right solution to know what your competitors are paying for talent? With over 70 million jobs to be filled this year, you need better than lagged, crowdsourced data to understand today's compensation demands. Discover Labor IQ by ThinkY, the leading technology for current market-driven salary and hourly pay rates for over 20,000 jobs across the U.S. Schedule your free demo at thinkwide.com/laboriq.
I'm a business-owning, meal-prepping 24/7 supermom, but who isn't nowadays? And for me, first day of school success begins at Office Depot Office Max, where everything my kids need to start the year strong is in one place, like a laptop for my high schooler, backpacks and notebooks for the little ones, and hand sanitizer for all of the above. I can even order things for my business. It's all available in-store and online at OfficeDepot.com and at low prices all season long. Office Depot Office Max, their business is to keep school going.
Picture yourself here. This mental getaway brought to you by VisitPensacola.com.
Con Cox Internet y Home Life, sabes cuándo llega tu pizza. Ver cámaras.
¡Pizza!
Ve tus cámaras Home Life en tu TV con el control por voz de Contour.
Funciones requieren suscripción a Cox Internet y Contour TV. Servicios provistos por entidades licenciadas de Cox. TheCox.com/licencias.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans tees for my daughter, and 25% off Nike gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part? I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Flex style. Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Rather than use prescription painkillers to treat pain, it's time to take a more healing approach. There are effective treatments available like physical therapy, therapeutic massage, acupuncture, nerve block therapy, electrical nerve stimulation, and over-the-counter medications like ibuprofen and acetaminophen. These healing alternatives reduce pain without the risk of becoming addicted. For more information or to get help with an addiction, visit opioidhelpla.org.
Picture yourself here. This mental getaway brought to you by VisitPensacola.com.
I'm a business-owning, meal-prepping 24/7 supermom. But who isn't nowadays? And for me, first day of school success begins at Office Depot Office Max, where everything my kids need to start the year strong is in one place, like a laptop for my high schooler, backpacks and notebooks for the little ones, and hand sanitizer for all of the above. I can even order things for my business. It's all available in-store and online at OfficeDepot.com and at low prices all season long. Office Depot Office Max. Their business is to keep school going.
Rather than use prescription painkillers to treat pain, it's time to take a more healing approach. There are effective treatments available like physical therapy, therapeutic massage, acupuncture, nerve block therapy, electrical nerve stimulation, and over-the-counter medications like ibuprofen and acetaminophen. These healing alternatives reduce pain without the risk of becoming addicted. For more information or to get help with an addiction, visit opioidhelpla.org.
I'm a business-owning, meal-prepping 24/7 supermom. But who isn't nowadays? And for me, first day of school success begins at Office Depot Office Max, where everything my kids need to start the year strong is in one place, like a laptop for my high schooler, backpacks and notebooks for the little ones, and hand sanitizer for all of the above. I can even order things for my business. It's all available in-store and online at OfficeDepot.com and at low prices all season long. Office Depot Office Max. Their business is to keep school going.
After a long wait, the family reunion is going to be extra special this summer. So check out Vrbo and find an extra special vacation rental with something for everyone you love. Download the Vrbo app. The time for getting back together is now.
I'm a business-owning, meal-prepping 24/7 supermom. But who isn't nowadays? And for me, first day of school success begins at Office Depot Office Max, where everything my kids need to start the year strong is in one place, like a laptop for my high schooler, backpacks and notebooks for the little ones, and hand sanitizer for all of the above. I can even order things for my business. It's all available in-store and online at OfficeDepot.com and at low prices all season long. Office Depot Office Max. Their business is to keep school going.
I'd like to taste a real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
L'espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes, Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza, more than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
Picture yourself here. White sugar sand beach, clear blue-green water. This is Pensacola. It's the way to beach. Experience what's waiting at visitpensacola.com.
Rather than use prescription painkillers to treat pain, it's time to take a more healing approach. There are effective treatments available like physical therapy, therapeutic massage, acupuncture, nerve block therapy, electrical nerve stimulation, and over-the-counter medications like ibuprofen and acetaminophen. These healing alternatives reduce pain without the risk of becoming addicted. For more information or to get help with an addiction, visit opioidhelpla.org.
I'd like to taste a real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
L'espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes, Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza, more than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
I'm a business-owning, meal-prepping 24/7 supermom. But who isn't nowadays? And for me, first day of school success begins at Office Depot Office Max, where everything my kids need to start the year strong is in one place, like a laptop for my high schooler, backpacks and notebooks for the little ones, and hand sanitizer for all of the above. I can even order things for my business. It's all available in-store and online at OfficeDepot.com and at low prices all season long. Office Depot Office Max. Their business is to keep school going.
I'd like to taste a real Italian coffee, please.
What is a real Italian coffee?
L'espresso.
You mean black coffee?
In a capsule?
Cappuccino.
Ah, the real Italian coffee.
Yes, Lavazza. Enjoy an authentic taste of Italy with every sip. From the rich and full-bodied flavor of Lavazza Classico to the finest varieties of Arabica beans of Lavazza Qualità Oro. Lavazza, more than Italian. Presenting sponsor of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival.
All right, once again, a big special thank you to Adam Miller, the Phoenix Mercury beat writer for Wensider. And I'm Ed Robinson, and thank you so much once again for joining us for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. That's going to do it for another exciting edition. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.